Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 228.
Everybody, this is Hottie.
Okay, welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes.
And it's Hadi.
It's Hadi. We have a visitor. No, not visitor, but we have a guest joining us in this episode. Yeah, Hadi. And you're welcome. Welcome. This is the first time you've been live on Bear Podcast, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And last was the first time I was on the live chat.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fun last week.
Yeah, it was fun. That was great.
Oh, wait. Was yours the one all the porn was coming up on last week?
Oh, I think you weren't on yet. Yeah, there were spammers on the chat site. So.
Oh, man. We had some straight porn. It was kind of like watching a train wreck.
Yeah, right now we're not broadcasting right now. It's this is kind of a spur of the moment. We just want to do. Anyway, guys, everyone out there listening, you can send in your comments to 06-222-BEAR and give us comments on the web on the show if you get the chance, and leave comments also. So just a reminder, or you can send us email too. Just visit bearpodcast.com. Okay, so what do we have here? Well, this is your first time here, Hadi. Welcome. And yeah, and you've been where are you now? I mean, where are you now right now?
Right now, I'm in New Jersey. I've been here for about a year. This is originally where I'm from, though. I'm originally from this part of New Jersey, in central New Jersey. It's where I grew up, went to high school here, spent most of my life here. And then when I turned 19, I decided I was going to go all over the place. So I decided to work as a merchant seaman. So I went around the world.
Seaman. Yeah. Siemens.
Mm. Yes.
Okay.
Siemens.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And I've lived in different cities. I lived in New York, LA, San Francisco, Houston, Orlando, Jacksonville, all different places.
Wow. You've been here in Houston too. And I remember, when was it? Was it last year?
Yeah,
it was the first time I ever met you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was 2007. I moved there in January, and I went to one or two of the Bear meetings, and then I went to Bear Watch that year, and I made a little video over there, and that was
oh, really?
A lot of fun.
Yeah, he did a YouTube video.
Yeah, yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was a good event. Yeah, that was my first time at Bear Watch, so it was really interesting.
Yeah. Well, will you be able to come next year at the Bear Watch?
Well, I'd like to try and make it.
Yeah,
we'll have a completely remodeled hotel.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
We just survived. Yeah. Oh,
thanks to Ike, we got a whole remodeled hotel.
Yeah,
isn't that wonderful?
and you got power now, right, Ray? How is
it
now?
Yes, I have power.
Oh,
after
my
15
God.
Days, I have power.
Wow.
Yeah. I felt like going to get in the covered wagon out and hooking the horses up.
Yeah, it's exciting. And we got to hang out Sunday night with your place. You made those very nice pork chops you made. It's awesome. And after that, we just watched. What did we watch? True Blood. Yeah,
True Blood.
True Blood. Do you watch True Blood, Hadi?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Yet.
So. It's a pretty good you tell them what's it about.
If you like vampire stories, it's a great little TV show.
Oh, okay.
So it's based off
hence the
Charlene.
Hence the name True Blood.
Yeah, it's actually based off a series of books by Charlene Harris, and it's based on Sookie Stackhouse, a little firecracker of a Southern girl from Bonton, Louisiana.
Wow.
Who falls in love with a vampire after they come out of the closet.
Yeah, it's a really a big metaphor to gay people or to the gay community. That's how it's viewed at. So it's a pretty good
It's written and produced by Alan Ball, so if that says anything to you, if you know who he is.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds very interesting. I'd like to check it out.
Yeah, just check it out.
There's a lot of new shows I haven't seen yet. So,
So what else do you do there in New Jersey? What do you like doing there?
Or better yet, what exit do you live off of?
Yeah. Oh, there you go. He's another one from New Jersey. Man. Who did we talk to who came from New Jersey before? I think who was it?
New Jersey is all about what exit you live off of.
Well, actually, that's from the Saturday Night Live episode. But I'm not really near any exits. I'm kind of like in the middle of nowhere here. I'm in the country, and it's kind of like a rural area here. It's mostly farms.
Which most people don't realize is in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people they think of the industrial parts. They don't know about the farmland, and this is where cranberries came from, and we have a lot of blueberries here, and Jersey tomatoes and corn. It all comes from farms around in this area. So
yeah, I remember you have your own farm. You were showing off your plants. Or
yeah, we were talking about fried green tomatoes and
sweet. Okay. I was twittering about it and I was twittering and I got some comments from a couple of friends and of course Hadi about fried green tomatoes. I got to watch it and I posted on Twitter saying, "Is it gay to watch fried green tomatoes?" And my partner said, "Yes, it's very gay." And everybody else said it is, but I enjoyed it. It's a pretty good movie. It's heartwarming. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Got a lot of sexual tension in there.
That's true.
Got a little lesbio.
Hot lesbian action. But yeah, I survived it. It's pretty good. And of course, when you're watching it, and they have the fried green tomatoes, and I had that curiosity now how fried green tomatoes are. And Hadi here just sent me a picture of his green tomato. Now you just need to fry it. So you have your own plantation in your house or something?
It's like a little hobby farm, I guess you could say. It's a small farm. It's not that big. It's about 11 or...
Ooh, I know that ring.
Yeah, it's about 11 acres, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
all right. I grew up with 400. So,
yeah, that's it. It's just a really small patch of land here. It's not really like industrial farming.
That's a nice little thing just to do, like weekend, small farming stuff to have, fun stuff to do. So,
right. And my neighbors have sheep and some other livestock there. They have Yeah. So,
what are you thinking, Ray? Stop it.
How do you differentiate the sheep? Dirty deeds done with sheep.
Oh, stop.
Bah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's exciting. Maybe one time we could visit and frolic in your farm or something.
Do you have a hay barn or a hayloft?
No hayloft.
So you got to build a hayloft so you can have fun. That's what I always had fun when we had the farm.
Rolling in the hay. Yes.
Rolling in the hay.
Okay, here's something that we're going to go back in, I don't know what date was it. I think it was, it was July 2007, when we had the Bear Spirituality episode. Remember that, Ray?
Yes.
We were with Ray and Reverend Father Mike from D.C. we have an archbishop, and then we have a Wiccan. And then we were talking about Bear Spirituality, and Hadi here is the one who emailed us before. Yeah, you sent an email about being Muslim and being gay, right?
Yes.
So didn't you just convert? If I may ask.
Well, I actually the preferred terminology is revert because Muslims believe. Okay. Yeah, revert, because Muslims believe that you're born Muslim and you learn other religions, when you grow up. So if you, that's just the way it is. I don't know.
I understand.
It's kind of, just the way that they put it. But anyway, probably 1987 is when I actually reverted to Islam. So it's been over 20 years now.
Oh, okay.
Was your family Islamic, or is this something you found?
No, yeah.
It's well, by choice.
What happened was, it's a lifestyle choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What actually happened was, I got to know some Malay Muslim people, and they took me into their, you know, into their home, really, kind of like sort of adopted me. And from that point, I learned about Islam, and I learned about how Muslim people live. And at that time, there wasn't really all that much information about Muslim people. Not like today, where they have like these, you know, dark images of, you know, terrorists.
Yeah,
you know,
bombs, I understand.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I haven't blown anybody up yet, okay. You know, so. But anyway, so I learned a little bit from them, and just like lifestyle stuff. And then I started studying on my own. And what happened with me was I got to a point where I would have to say, you know, I would have to actually not go any further to, you know, to, if I didn't accept Islam at that point, I would be lying to myself. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, you know, when you're coming out, you have to say, oh, wow, you know, this is the way I am, you know. So, I mean, I really got to a point in my life, and when I started learning about Islam, that you know, that is, you know, the way that that I believe is, you know, the best way for me. So,
yeah,
you realize that's you know, like, I'm not like the type of person that would say, you know, this is the only religion. I know there's people that do that, but I'm not like that because. For me, Islam is a deen. Deen is like a lifestyle. It's like everything. You know, it includes, you know, your faith, mm-hmm. your, you know, the way that you live, your daily actions and things like that. So it all is involved in your whole life. So that's the way that I, came to accept Islam.
I see.
So was it a big change for you, or is this something that your lifestyle was already kind of catering to and it felt right for you?
Yeah, it more or less felt right for me. It wasn't something that I had to, change my whole, you know, way that I looked or, you know, actions that I did. I wasn't really a big drinker, so giving up alcohol wasn't a problem for me.
Okay. Some people have that kind of problem. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the most difficult thing that I encounter here is just there really aren't that many mosques around that I can go to. They're here and there, but it's, you know, of course, like if you're in a big city, there's plenty. But if you're out in the country, there's really not that many. Mm. The other thing is, trying to find, halal food, which halal food is like, it's kind of like kosher food to Jewish people. Halal food is to Muslim people.
If I remember correctly, there's not that much difference between between kosher food, halal food?
It's the way that it's prepared. It's the way that like meat is slaughtered. You pray before you slaughter the animal, sort of like dedicating the meat, for the people, as sort of like a sacrifice to God. So that's
a way of making it kosher in a sense.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's the same type of devotion that you would say before you would slaughter an animal. It's sort of difficult to find. Especially butchers. There used to be one close to me in Asbury Park, New Jersey, and he moved away. I guess his business wasn't doing so good, or I don't know, maybe he found a better location. I just don't know where it is. And he used to see me come, and I'd go in there and spend like $150 on meat. You know,
I'd
be like,
okay.
He'd see me walking in there on payday. He's like, okay, what do you want? Yeah.
You're the big market there.
Well, that was kind of, that's kind of funny because our friend, this Muslim Hakeem, came and stayed with me during the hurricane, and he showed up with all this meat, And I'm like, what are you doing with all this meat? He said, it's all for Ramadan. And I was like, oh, okay.
That's
oh,
right. Yeah, yeah.
So exactly. So we ate very well for the first week or
you
so.
Brought, oh, that's right. Is it still Ramadan? Or is it?
Yes. Well, today is one of the last days of Ramadan. So, so inshallah, by the time people hear this, it'll be Eid al. We'll say it'll be the the holiday for those.
It's a holiday,
don't.
Okay.
Yeah. We most of my programmers are from Pakistan, so we always call it EDI. I'm trying to think. Is it EDI? EID.
Well, it's actually spelled EID, but it's actually pronounced aid.
Aid.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, it depends too. You know, like in Malaysia, that they say it. They say Idul Fitri. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And for people out there that don't know that much about Muslim religion, what is Ramadan?
Yeah. What is it?
Well, Ramadan is the ninth month in the Muslim calendar, and it's the month that Muhammad, peace be upon him, received the Quran. It's also a month of fasting, where Muslim people fast from the break of dawn until sunset. And the fast is a complete fast of no drinking, no smoking, no eating, and you're supposed to try to, do good deeds during the month, and try to refrain from, anything that would be considered, negative or profane or anything like that. You're trying to, rebuild your spiritual, being, during the month. And, it's a great month. People that believe that fasting is sort of like a cleansing part of of the belief, and they really get a lot out of it, and it's really like a happy time, really.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds miserable, but it's really a great time.
I imagine it helps with losing weight.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. I think I've lost 15 pounds. But the thing is, the fast is really for spiritual reasons. It's really, you can do fasting to lose weight, of course, but this time of the month is really dedicated for your spiritual, building your spirituality.
But you're not totally not eating, right? I mean, when the sun goes down,
yeah,
then
when the
you
sun goes
eat.
Down, you have your breakfast.
And I remember
I was eating breakfast. Yeah,
I was wondering. It was evening, and then it's late at night, and then you're eating breakfast, and then you chose to take a picture and Twitter about it. And it's breakfast. It's night. And then I just realized you didn't mention it was Ramadan. So now I understand.
Yeah. So that's why when Hakeem was here, we were not eating until after 8 o'clock every night.
Right,
because we were waiting for. I think he said after 7:45 was the time that he decided here it was fine. But I always started cooking about 7 o'clock, so it'd be ready by 8 o'clock, and it all worked out. So
yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's great that you accommodated him like that. That's really wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure he really, really appreciated that.
Yeah. Yes, he's a great guy, so I didn't mind doing it.
Yeah.
I messed up though. I think he's going to hell now though.
Why? Why? What did he do?
Because,
what did you do?
Because one of the last nights he was here, I made lasagna, and I forgot to tell. And I was getting his stuff ready to cook because I was going to make him chicken fajita meat.
Okay.
And he was out there swallow down 3 or 4 big tablespoons of lasagna before I go like, Hakeem, stop! No, you can't have that.
Oh.
Was it pork in it? Or?
It was pork. Yes.
Oh well, that's not his fault. He didn't know about that, so don't worry about
that. But you were mentioning you were twittering about pork. You were preparing pork.
Yeah, yeah. My parents, they wanted to have some pork chops.
They did. Okay.
So I was like, oh, this is my. This is my jihad. My struggle
jihad
is
at home.
Dealing with pork chops, during Ramadan. So,
oops, we just had pork chops the other day.
Well, okay. When you converted, how'd your family take it? Because I know if I'd have done something like that, that would have been worse than coming out gay.
Oh yeah, me too. With my mom. Oh my God! If I tell him, I don't go to church. Oh no.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it takes a little adjustment. You know, it's just like, you know, coming out. Really.
Yeah, it's another way of coming out.
Yeah.
Coming out as gay and coming
out. You know, it's. I mean, my parents know me. They, you know, they don't. They know that I'm a good person. You know, so. Of course, it's you know, it's something that's difficult at first, but then as they get to know, now they're asking me questions all the time, like, what about this? What are you doing about that? You know, and it's kind of interesting that they have the curiosity about it at this point. But as a matter of fact, I remember my dad talking about he overheard somebody saying something negative about Muslim people, and he just chimed in, "Well, my son is Muslim, and you know he's not like that." And you know,
oh yeah,
I just thought that was really
bless his
great,
heart.
You know, yeah. So
that's awesome.
Well, it's just like religion here. I mean, it's the people that abuse it that give it a bad name. So
yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the people. It's not the religion. It's the people. Yeah,
it's kind of like the. I mean, plus, you know, we've had so much media burn about, you know, Islamic extremists, you know, and that's really like they're the ones that are really creating this whole stereotype of, you know, like bad Muslims, you know, they're like, you know, trying to make villains out of everybody that's, you know, follows Islam, you know,
yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, they're just trying to sell more, you know, palm olive soap and
olive soap.
Yeah, that's the way they do it. They make the news sound so, you know, devastating. I was like, oh my God, a Muslim was seen in the parking lot of Walmart, you know. And,
no, you know, just,
details at 11, you know.
When you said palm olive soap, oh my gosh, just brought a lot of memories for me, because that's a big thing in the Philippines, palm olive soap.
Sure, you know, yeah. I mean, it's mm-hmm. just that they don't. It's not the news, really. I mean, the uh-huh. news is like kind of boring, really. You know, but they have to make it sound more exciting because they need to sell the advertising revenue. So they make it go, oh wow, you know,
yeah, mm-hmm. Understand.
Well, see the thing until I got older and actually got away from the Hickville, the small town Hickville mentality,
uh-huh.
Was the only thing I knew about Muslims were black Muslims.
Yes.
And, you know, and the only thing that I knew about black Muslims were that they dressed nice and were walking on the street corners handing out pamphlets all the time in the middle of the street.
Right.
Okay.
And that's all I knew until I got much older. And then I was like, oh, okay, it's actually a religion. It's not something that the Klan's getting ready to destroy or something like that.
So. Oh, yeah. There were very few in Manila. I mean, it's more Catholic. Predominantly Catholic in the Philippines, Roman Catholic in the Philippines, so in Manila. And you may be hearing about the Mindanao trying to be a separate country now. They want, you know, they want autonomy, and they want to divide, and it just so happened that there are Muslims there, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are extremists like you just said. There are.
Oh, definitely, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I was just over in Sabah, Malaysia, in the
the
northern part of the island of Borneo, and you know, that's close to the Philippine Islands, and they actually had a lot of Philippine fishermen and sailors came down over to Sabah to sell their wares and stuff like that. They have a big Philippine market there, and
in Borneo,
in Sabah they have a lot of like trade with the Filipino sailors there. They come over there and they sell a lot of different things. They have all kinds of oh my gosh, the seafood is out of this world over there. It's just unbelievable.
No, yeah. Ray doesn't like seafood though. You're missing a lot, Ray.
I don't like fish.
You don't like fish.
I don't like fish. Shrimps and lobster and crab, I'm all about it.
It's the shrimp. Yeah.
Yeah, they had a lot of scrimps there. Did you ever eat prawn?
Yes.
Oh, they have a lot of prawn there.
That's nice.
Very nice ones.
Oh, wait a second. You were in Malaysia and you got to meet the Big Boys Malaysia, is it?
Or yes, Big Boys Malaysia group.
Big Boys Malaysia. So, tell us about the group. It is a whole new can of worms there, right there.
Yeah. Well, the Big Boys Malaysia group is a group of guys that they get together and they go on recreational trips, and the trips have been pretty much local to where they were, in the West Malaysia Peninsula. Some of the islands outside of there and different cities, and they also did a trip down to Singapore. This time that I went out there, they were doing a big trip out to Bali, Indonesia. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to go out there, was because of that trip. So I met with them all. We had a couple of events like birthday parties, and there was a barbecue. And then we all went out on this big excursion out to Bali.
Mm-hmm.
So that was marvelous. That was,
so what can you say about the group that they are big boys, and how do they describe themselves? They're not really bear, or these labels. If we bring up these labels, mm-hmm. they refer to themselves as chubs also?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like the bigger Manila guys, they refer to themselves as chubs rather than bears. But there are a few bearish, guys there. I wouldn't say that they're not bears, but I think the chub thing is more inclusive for them.
Ah, okay. See, it's all culture, right, in different countries. Exactly. Chubs in Asia and bears here in the U.S. Or even in the Western, yeah. Wow. So, what else? How many people did go to that event?
It was, believe it was 18 that we all went together. There was a few people that were from Indonesia that met us there, and there was myself, from the United States, and there was another gentleman from the UK. And so that was kind of like we had a, pretty much international group there.
You had the chub run.
A bear run. Yeah. It was wonderful.
It was Convergence, Manila.
Convergence. Convergence. Malaysia.
Malaysia, sorry.
Yeah. It was actually a lot of fun. We got to see, we went on a tour. We had a package tour. We stayed at a resort hotel with, the palm trees and the pool and all that. And it was really nice. And then we did day trips out to historical sites and also geologic sites such as the volcanoes and other like natural and, environments that is, good to see for tourists.
Yeah.
And then we had a few days where we could just relax and do whatever we want to. Went to the beach. Some of the guys went out to the club areas, the Hard Rock cafes, and places like that. And we really had a great time. Really a great group of people. Very cohesive group. Everybody really got along well with each other. There wasn't a lot of people there wasn't anybody that was, that was kind of like, oh, I don't want to do that. I want to do my own thing. Everybody kind of, got together with the group activities. And so it was a really nice event. I was really impressed by it.
You should hook me up with them. I mean, it would be great to have them in the show and talk about their group.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd really enjoy that. I'm sure they'd really like to, talk to you about that, and definitely I will mention it to them, so hopefully they'll
tell them to listen to this, and they'll that's Hadi, oh my gosh.
Well, Hadi, I have a question for you. Are you still in the Merchant Marines?
No, I stopped doing that after about, I think I did that for about 5 years. When you're really young, when you're like, 19, 20 years old, you think you can do anything and nothing matters,
Yeah.
I was working on a natural gas tanker. And when I got to about 25, I was like, oh, you know what? I could really blow up on this ship.
Oh, no.
There was no chance of survival. So I started thinking about rethinking my career choice there. So I stopped doing that, and I started working on the land for a while, and I've been doing that ever since. So I never went back to working on a ship. Just worked on a cruise ship in Hawaii for just a small couple months. I was out there That
Hawaii
was
is beautiful.
Crazy. Yeah, it was beautiful experience, but the work environment was, you know, work on a cruise ship is not like, you know, the Love Boat. So,
well, everybody on the couple cruises I talk, the ones that I get the crew to talk about, they're all kind of like, it's more like slave labor than it is anything. But
it was insane. It was just totally, you know, I didn't even. They used to have weekly fireboat drills, and I don't think I ever found my fireboat that I was supposed to report to. I mean, it was just like there was so many of them, and I just couldn't, you know, I didn't get it together.
Wow, that's awesome.
Well, in the 5 years that you did the Merchant Marines, is it as good as all the stories in the hand job magazines?
What? Oh,
it's even better.
Oh, wow. Do tell. Come on. What henchmen magazines? Okay.
But back when you did this, did you know you were gay back then?
Actually, no. I was kind of like oblivious about that. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everybody was I didn't get involved with anybody.
It was
funny though. It was like, you know,
all those ports called, all those sailors, and he didn't do anything.
Yeah. I know. You came out too late.
it was an opportunity missed.
Oh, you can just relive it anytime. Are you partnered right now?
No.
Oh, you're not. Okay.
Just went through a breakup.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
I know.
Yeah, we have a nice guy here in Houston named Hakeem we can introduce you to.
Yeah.
I'll have to come back down there.
Come back to Houston.
But actually, I did meet somebody when I was in Malaysia. So, So we're working on things.
What's his name?
Are you going to become the Muslim rice queen now?
You're a rice queen.
Suddenly, you're rice queen.
Yeah.
No, he's a really nice guy. So.
Can you say his name?
Yes, his name is Zachary.
Zachary from Malaysia. Yes. That's a very Malaysian name, Zachary.
Zachary.
Okay. You can do a shout out. Hey, Zachary.
Hey, Zachary.
Yeah, I must be listening to this.
Assalamu alaikum.
Anyway. How can people find you online? Well, are you available online? Do you chat or anything?
Yeah, I'm pretty much everywhere.
I'm everywhere. So,
yeah, I'm everywhere. Let's see. Here on Skype, I'm BigBear1963. That's pretty much my tag name everywhere on the Bear sites. I think, yeah, all of the Bear sites except for Bear City, my name is Abang Bear, which is A-B-A-N-G-B-E-A-R.
How did you get that? I'm always curious.
Okay, well, Abang means, it's a Malay or Indonesian word. It's like an older brother.
Oh, okay. It's Brother Bear. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a...
Brother Bear,
yeah, sort of like that. But older brother.
Brother Bear.
I don't know in Tagalog if they have like different like names for like older brother, younger
yes,
brother.
Yes, we do. Like my older brother, I call him Kuya. Kuya is the older brother.
Right, okay. It's similar in Malay. They have different, different. There's so many. It's like, you know, you can go fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, ninth, tenth brother, you know.
Oh, yeah, there are different names. Yeah, same as us. We have Kuya, Diko, Sanko, Siko. We have something similar too. Yeah. Wow. There you go, Ray. Some Filipino words for you.
Write them down quick.
Write it down real quick, Ray. And
I just need one that says power bottom.
Power bottom.
You're power bottom.
That's all you think of, Ray.
That's all I need to know.
Oh my gosh. So can people Twitter you too?
Yes, I'm Abang Bear on Twitter also. And let's see, where else? On Yahoo Instant Messenger, Dabu63. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then MSN is BigBear1963@hotmail.com. Same thing on AOL, BigBear1963.
People can Twitter you, though. There's many people following you now.
How'd you spell Abang Bear?
A-B-A-N-G.
A-B-A-N-G.
Bear. Mm-hmm. I guess you're there. You're also in Bear City right now.
Yes, Bear City, Abang Bear there as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a gay.com account?
Yes, but I never go on it.
You know what? That's one of the first ones I've chatted in, gay.com, mm-hmm. but I haven't for probably 10 years now. I don't know. And I went to their website, and they're saying that they're going to have a brand new gay.com. They're doing an upgrade, and they, you know, they have new features, and I don't know. They're going to make it Web 2.0, I would imagine. So, yeah, it's kind of, well, I don't know. Do you go to gay.com, Ray?
Not anymore. There's too many little Twinkie boys that were hater asses, so I just quit going on there.
Oh, they don't like, so, like, you?
They don't like the bear.
They don't like the bear.
They're not too friendly with the bear.
Oh,
how about Man Jam? Have you ever checked that out, Ray?
No Man Jam, but I will check it out.
Yeah, there's a lot of Asian guys that are on there, and they like bears there.
They like the bears.
Yes,
I can't find you on Bear City.
Hmm. Oh yeah, well maybe. Well,
maybe it's Big Bear 1963.
Yeah, maybe that one's Big Bear. I don't know.
Yeah,
I just use my Firefox login and just like click enter, and it's like it does all the names and passwords for me. I don't know.
Zero results. You're not on Bear City. You've been kicked off.
How could you not be in Bear City?
I'm on Bear City.
You're in Bear City somewhere. Okay,
is somewhere there. There. One, is it one word?
Yeah, A B A N G B E A R. Yeah, yeah.
Like a bang bear.
A bang, yeah.
A bang bear.
Finally. Yeah. I must have been typing something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, yeah it's going to be... Oh, how about any more runs you're going to go to? Any trips you're planning to this year?
Well, I really want to get back to Malaysia. Maybe I'm going to try to, inshallah, I'm going to try to get there by the end of the year. If I can, that'd be another trip, but there's nothing planned as such, like nothing I'm going there for any particular event,
just to visit Zachary.
Yeah.
Would Zachary be the one in the picture with you in the yellow shirts?
Yes.
Ooh, I gotta look at this. Ooh, let me look at this. BiggerCity.com. Oh, wait, / a bang bear. Oop. Not Bigger City. Bear City. BearCity.com / a bang bear. Okay, let's see. He's wearing yellow, you said?
Yeah, they got big boys t-shirts on.
Okay.
Jacker got his shades on, all chilling and stuff.
Yeah.
He's a cute. He's a cute cub. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Can I grab one of your pictures here for the album art?
Oh, sure.
Or
grab the naked pics. Those are pretty nice.
Oh, there's a naked pic? Okay.
Oops.
Check it out, guys. Wait a second. Are there naked pics? Let me see.
No,
wait a second.
I don't have any naked pics on there.
Not yet, though. I'm kidding. But anyway, well, really appreciate you being in the show, Hadi. It's awesome.
Well, it's great to be on here. It's great to finally be on one of your shows.
Yes.
I've been listening to you since probably when you started.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
One of those long-term listeners.
Long-term listeners. That's awesome. Appreciate it. So, okay, guys, we're going to wrap this up, Ray. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And if you guys want to check out Hadi here, you can go to Bear City and look for him at a Bang Bear. Okay, that's the username. Okay, so if you have comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and visit the website and leave your comments there at www.bearpodcast.com. Or call the voicemail line. What's the voicemail line, Ray?
206-222-BEAR. That's 206. Excuse me, that's 2... That's 206-222-2327.
Yes, leave your voice comments and play it in the show. Subscribe via iTunes for free. People think it's when you say subscribe via iTunes, whoa, you have to pay for it? No. Podcasts are not for pay. It's all for free. So,
but we do take donations.
Yeah, we do. Just send in those donations. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do we accept donations?
Small bills, hundreds.
Yeah, hundreds.
Thousands, millions.
Yeah. What's the money in Malaysia? What's the...
Oh, ringgit.
Ringgit, yeah. Okay, yeah.
We need 10 billion ringgits.
Ringgits,
10
okay.
billion.
Wow. That's nice. That's
a lot of money.
Maynard needs a new mixer board.
Oh, that's a lot of mixers. That's going to be a lot of mixers. Wow. So, okay. Thank you everyone for listening. And go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. And if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Okay. So, thank you, Hadi and Ray.
And hey, thank you, Nord and Ray. It was great chatting with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Yeah, okay. So I will catch you guys on the next episode. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Let's see if he'll answer. Are you guys hearing the ring?
He's not answering. One ring-a-dingy? Two ring-a-dingy?
Hello, Marvin? Marvin, are you there?
Whoa. I think he's there.
I had to hook up a microphone.
Hello, Marvin, are you there?
I should be. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Hey, you're
Hi,
doing...
Marvin.
Hey, Marvin.
Hey, how's it going?
You're on the air, right? You're in the air right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we are. Okay, Marvin, you have to meet Ray. You haven't met Ray before, and Hadi's on the other line, too.
Hi, Marvin.
Hey, how's it going, Ray?
Pretty good.
Hey, okay. Marvin.
Hey. Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, actually, yeah. What happened was, Hadi was just talking about, are you listening to Ursus of Star? Yeah, I do. In fact, Marvin's online. Let's pull him in. Okay, so here you are. Are you busy? What are you doing right now?
I'm cleaning my kitchen so I can start cooking dinner, actually.
Oh, that's right. Wait, this late? So it's 8 o'clock. Wow. Yeah, your time.
Well,
oh, my God, you're missing heroes.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't start till 9.
Oh, 9 there. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, when are you going to get your next show out, Marvin?
I was actually going to work on it tonight. After I had dinner and watched Heroes.
Ah, okay. So, we can spoil it to him. We can spoil it. Okay.
No, you can't because I haven't seen it yet.
Oh,
either.
Yeah, that's right. He hasn't seen it. We didn't talk about Heroes today because Ray here hasn't watched it yet, but I have seen it. Did you watch it, Hadi?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so we can spoil it to the boys here. Okay, Marvin, this is what happened. No, I'm kidding. No. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, Marvin, we just wanted to call and say hi.
Okay.
All right.
Unexpected.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. It's
no,
okay.
No, not a problem.
Okay. All
so
right.
How's it going with the hurricane aftermath there? I just listened to your guys' last podcast last night, actually, and it sounded like it was still pretty rough for the both of you.
Well, actually, it was okay after. Wait, let me see. I was in New Orleans, so I was pretty much safe. But the house is okay too. It's more like power and gasoline in the first week or so. In the first week, yeah.
Yeah,
that's the only problem. And mostly power. Many businesses were down. There's nowhere to eat. Well, the restaurants are open, but there are no groceries. You cannot find any perishables. You can't eat anything. You can only get canned goods, which are also out. And Ray here just got his power.
That's right. I just got my power back Saturday night. So.
Mm-hmm.
And the grocery stores are still rough looking. I mean, they're out of like so much normal stuff. It's like, oh my God. So
is it just because people can't get there to deliver the shipments? Or?
Well, I think that because so many, I mean, pretty much all the a majority of the stores, grocery stores in Houston had to throw everything away that was meat or milk or produce related because it went bad.
Some of them have to cook it immediately so they won't get, you know, they don't waste it. So they have hurricane parties. Oh, we're going to have a barbecue. We're going to cook everything because they don't want to lose everything.
No, we're talking about the grocery stores where they had to throw it all away. And then 3 or 4 days later, the reeking dumpsters outside the grocery stores that you couldn't even stand. It was so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They hadn't got everything stocked back up yet. So.
Yeah. I had to clean up a friend's refrigerator, and that's really bad. It's about the five days already not touched, and that's disgusting.
Yes.
Yeah, at that point, you just kind of throw the fridge away and start over.
Oh, yeah, that's what happened to people in New Orleans during Katrina. That's what they did. Mm. Actually, my partner did that. They threw away everybody in their neighborhood threw away their refrigerators after 2 weeks already. It's got it. They're already it's like spore in there. You know, things are already evolving.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of scary.
Yeah, that's never fun.
That's never fun.
I remember when I was in Orlando. I think it was like 2004, 2005. They had all those hurricanes that came through Orlando, and it seemed like every month or something we get a hurricane, we lose power for like a week plus, you know. And I know what you guys are going through. It's awful.
Oh, you used to live in Orlando, remember?
Yeah, that was awful. That was really bad. I mean, you had to, like, you know, gosh, you know, like you said, like having those barbecues and just trying to deal with all that stuff, you know. And well, Ray, you have a generator, right?
Yes, my better self told me I need to go buy a generator the Wednesday before the hurricane.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did now, trust me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really smart thing to do. And I remember, Jeb Bush was the governor then. He was like, he came on TV and he was kind of like giggling about people who's were using the generators inside their houses and they were like, you know, getting carbon monoxide poisoning and dying and stuff. He's such a jerk, you know, that Jeb Bush, really a jerk. He's really not he kind of reminds me of his mother, you know. It's like, you know, after Katrina, she was like, oh, well, those people in Orlando, New Orleans, they're probably better off in the
Superdome. Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably
better
off.
I remember that. Oh, that was just a bad comment. Yeah.
Clueless, totally clueless, you know.
Marvin, you don't have to, you've never had to evacuate anywhere, have you?
Not really. I mean, I used to live in Baltimore, and we got a hurricane once the whole time I grew up there. And here, we don't get hurricanes. But a couple years ago, we did have a really bad windstorm. And that put a lot of people out of power for, like, about 2 weeks, I think. And I was unaffected. I live in a pretty old building, and we have good – I guess we're in a good section of the power grid, so the power very rarely goes out here. So I had, like, a friend of mine staying with me because he had no power for, like, a week, and this was in the middle of December. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty bad. And same thing happened here. Like, the grocery stores had to throw out all this stuff because it went bad, and it was just awful. But fortunately, it was cold out, so we didn't have, like, the reeking dumpsters.
Oh, that's gross. Wow. Yeah. What are we doing?
Well, everybody who's here has been somebody that's been so near miss. And then when they said this one's going to hit, everybody's like, oh, it's not going to do anything. And then everybody's like, Sarah Deffner is like, oh my God, I ain't got no power. I'm dying. I need my AC.
We have to go to the mall.
Yeah. And then, of course, CenterPoint, the president had came out and announced that, we cut back trimming trees and stuff. We don't do that anymore because it was getting too costly. So now they had to pay to pretty much rewire pretty much 80% of Houston because all the trees took all the lines out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, there were some streets that the entire power lines were completely destroyed. And we're talking about like for blocks because the trees took them out. Mm-hmm. And they were having to redo it all.
That's pretty scary. I was away.
It was the same thing here because we have, Washington and especially the Seattle area is full of trees. I mean, that's why they call it Emerald City, and you've got these huge trees that are hundreds of feet tall just toppling down and destroying people's houses. A friend of mine that lives out in the suburbs, a tree fell on his house, and it took a couple months before they could even get the tree removed and get repairs started just because of all the damage that was done when we had the windstorm here. So I can only imagine what a hurricane did down there.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty scary here. We could feel it. I was in New Orleans, and we could feel it. The winds are strong. I was in New Orleans, so Hurricane Ike.
You
was
sure
really,
that wasn't
really
Mike snoring in your ear?
I'm quite sure it's not Mike. No, he was very nice not to do that to me. Yeah, it was good, but yeah, it's very windy. It was very, very windy. Scary.
It's like me with my CPAP machine. It's like it sounds like a hurricane sometimes.
Oh, you have the you have a CPAP. Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay. We just wanted to pull in Marvin here. Thanks, Marvin, for joining
nice
us.
Nice to meet you, Marvin.
Oh, nice to meet you too, Ray.
So right,
I'm gonna get back to my dinner so I can have it done by the time Heroes comes on.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, plug your show first. Plug your show. Come on.
Oh, yeah. My show, Ursus at Large, www.ursusatlarge.com. And I'm thinking about taking the show all video now just because it seems to get more people's attention. They like to see me nervous in front of the camera or something like that. I don't
That's
know.
Right.
Sexy. So
sexy. Yeah.
Well, maybe, I guess.
Woofilicious.
Stay tuned. Definitely check out the next episode because you'll see me in pain.
Ooh, okay.
Just so you know.
All right, okay.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
But anyway, thanks for the little surprise call. And
okay, it's okay.
And I guess I'll talk to you guys
pleasure.
Later.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later, okay? Thanks, Marvin.
Take care.
Bye, Marvin.
Check your Bear City.
Bye. Yeah, I will. Okay. Talk to you later.
Later. Okay, he's out. But we're still on. Okay. We better say goodbye. Bye, guys. Wait, I'm going to say goodbye to the audience.
Okay. Goodbye, audience.
Goodbye, audience. Bye.